Hi, hello, my
Hello.
name's Oscar. Hello, 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 hello.
Yes.
Can you hear? Are you there? Hello?
I'm here now.
All right, my name's Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. Is this George?
Yes, who are you calling from?
I'm calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Right,
yes.
So I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. You have a few minutes to conduct a survey with us?
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
So here's the first question I'm going to go ahead and ask you here. You are George Barnes, right?
Yes.
To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40 years.
And what is your primary branch of trade?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer.
Yeah, bricklayer.
Okay, thank you. I got you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper?
Foreman.
Foreman?
Yes.
All right. Now, yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm not. Fine. No, I'm not shape enough, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, unable to find work when you wanted work?
Oh, it just depended on the weather.
So
yeah, I could always work the weather permitted.
Maybe
1 week.
All right.
Yeah.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the last year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Have I done what now?
Yes, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Oh, no way. I'm drawing my pension right now. I wouldn't do that. No.
Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the past 12 months or the last year?
Same. About the same as it was.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, maybe fewer, or about the same number as there were in the last year?
I would say the same as was last year.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you agree that get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yeah.
Okay.
Union workers, yeah.
All right. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? Maybe stay about the same or less unemployment than now?
I would say stay the same. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your answers. We're at like 30%, mm-hmm. Okay, just let's keep pushing here. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the last, in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, it will get worse, or maybe stay about the same?
I hope it gets better, but maybe it'll stay the same for hopefully.
Hopefully it does. Yes, sir. Let's
hope
for the best. Now, switching gears a little, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Carelessness on the job, individuals, maybe.
Okay. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And the following, just tell me yes or no. Have you participated in any of the activities in the past 12 months, like picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
None, no.
Political can basing?
No.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? You said regularly, occasionally, or hardly ever?
Regularly.
Regularly, okay. And changing the gears here a little bit, and on a scale, like I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 categories, where do you get most of your news? From friends or neighbors, cable, radio, internet, social media, local TV?
What was the 1 through 10
like,
for?
Like the category, which is the number one that you get your news source from? Friends or neighbors, newspaper?
Just the news, yeah, media, TV.
Media, TV, yeah. Right. And yeah. After this, which will be your second source? A cable, news, radio, local TV, news programming, friends or neighbors?
Local TV.
And I have to go through this, so it's like 5 categories. After this, local TV, which source would you consider you get your news source from? Friends or neighbors, online newspapers, cable news, or radio?
Friends and neighbors.
After this one, print, online newspaper, cable news, or radio?
Radio.
And then in between the last 2 sources, cable news or online newspaper?
Cable.
Thank you, sir. All right, we're almost done here, okay? Thank you very much for hanging on there with the survey. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now, which is policy, foreign policies, jobs, on the economy, healthcare, education, support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, or maybe something else?
Education.
All right. And are you, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Yeah, it's union prevailing wage, so yes, I'd say support it.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon account?
The Democrats support
the unions. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The UAW.
UAW, let me see, where's that? UAW, okay, thank you.
Union Auto Workers.
Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove, strongly disapprove, or you neither approve or disapprove? Here's the first one. His job as president overall. The categories
somewhat
approved. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, somewhat approved. Yeah.
How about his view in the economy?
The same.
Somewhat
approved.
How about his view on supporting the labor unions?
The same, somewhat approval.
All right. How about in immigration?
That's poor. He's not doing good there.
Very
no.
poor. Okay. This strong.
Very poor.
Healthcare.
It's fine. Yeah.
Somewhat approved.
What I can tell. Yeah, somewhat approved. Yes.
How about foreign affairs?
Poorly.
Poorly. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? You would say strongly, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, or maybe you neither approve or disapprove.
Somewhat approvable. Yeah.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president or other office in November 2024? Would you say you almost certainly will vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
Will vote.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Democrat Biden.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, and retirement security and safety?
Yes.
Yes. And turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say that it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. Now, how would you, how could the union best improve its representation and service? Can you give me a little description?
I just need to get more younger people in. We got to get them started, get some incentive for them, you know, get something for them to come in. I know we got a high wages and pension that helps and insurance, but just need more of them in there.
All right. Thank you very much for your opinion. And we're almost done. We're at 95. And what do you know, or what do you think, yeah, I know, what do you think the union top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Like I said, get more men, try to get more men in the union. And work on,
thank you.
Get more jobs, yeah. Same thing,
work,
yeah.
Work on getting us more jobs.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And I really appreciate the opinions here on your behalf. Really, honestly, thank you for... we're almost done, and I really appreciate you. And what is your preference way to receive information from your union? A job site, the email, a mail, regular mail, union meetings, or text messages?
The mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, or once a year, or never?
A couple of times, yes.
Okay. And as, of course, here, I would like to ask you a few questions. Statistically purposes, I'm sorry, I'm already trying to fall asleep here. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself as a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? You would consider yourself white, Caucasian, Anglo, black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American?
White American.
And finally here, your first name is George, right?
G-E-O-R-G-E.
All right, awesome. And that concludes our survey. I want to thank you very much, George, for your participation. Honestly, you've been a lot of help here. Your individual answer is basically for research purposes only, okay? But thank you very much for investing your time in us here. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, bye.